This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, let us move to the second main reason, which is committing sins, okay, related to the matrimonial life. What do we mean by that? First of all, Allah Jalla wa Ala commanded us to wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf, to live with each other in a very honorable situation. Deal with each other with a goodwill. Deal with each other with love, passion, with justice. This is the essence of the relationship between husband and wife. And now, if we don't observe this, problems come. Let us start with the husband. There are many problems where the husband doesn't maintain his wife, doesn't provide for her. And this is a very big problem in this country. I don't know why. And he's not putting effort to do that. And, okay, this is something wrong. And it is, yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about the rights of women over their husband, he said, وَأَنْ يُطْعِمْهَا مِمَّا يَطْعِمْ وَأَنْ يَكْسُوهَا مِمَّا يَكْتَسِ. It means he should provide her food from the food that he eats. And he should provide her with clothes from the clothes that he uses. This is ishra bil ma'ruf. This is dealing with her injustice. And it is encompassed upon him to provide her even if she works. Listen to this. The husband, okay, it is his duty to provide for his wife even if she works, if he is allowing her to work. Okay? Now, this problem, the problem of maintenance, what happens is that by nature, listen to this, by nature, women, they like to see their husbands as shelters, as providers, as protectors. This is the nature of women, this is the nature of females. It is true now, this nature is being distorted a little bit, but the main principle of that nature is still there. And wallahi, brothers, one time a lady complained to me about her husband. Do you know what? She said that he is soft. I don't feel that he is really a man. And that lady is a British lady. She's born here. She's not coming from Arab country or from Pakistan. Because this is the nature of women. This is the nature of female. She needs to feel that her husband around her is a protector for her. Even she enjoys him being a superior to her. Don't listen to those who are trying to make it upside down and trying to influence women. Don't accept the superiority of the husband or of male over you. This is wrong. This is not true. The nature of women, they enjoy it. Now, for you, I'm speaking to men now, and the sisters are on the other side. Let me ask men, do you like to get married to a lady that look like a man? You will never look like that. You need to get married to a lady that she is soft. Is that true or not? You would like to get married to a lady that she comes closer to you, that she is trying to please you, etc., etc. On the other side, a woman, would she like to get married to a woman who looks like to a man who looks like a woman? He is very soft, he is very maybe delicate person, he is not providing her the shelter that she needs. That is something natural. And therefore, a woman, even if she's working, she would like to say her husband having superiority even in terms of spending. She enjoys taking from her husband. She enjoys receiving gifts from her husband. She enjoys asking her husband, yeah, let us buy this. Why don't you pay for that? She enjoys that. And believe me, wallahi, brothers, one of the main reasons behind marriage breakdown is the husband is not fulfilling that right. After some time, if a woman feels that her husband is not superior, he is not providing for her, she will see him as equivalent to her. And then, okay, when both husbands and wife look at themselves as they are totally equal, they deal with each other, okay, as if he is a competitor to me. They don't overlook the mistakes of each other. They don't think The husband, he doesn't look that this is my wife, and by nature she is a female, she makes mistakes that me as a man don't make. She has her own needs that I might not need them, but because she is a female, her needs are different from my needs, so I should take care, I should be tolerant to the mistakes or shortcomings or her needs, okay? But this is if I am dealing with her as a woman. But if I am dealing with her as a man, then I will not overlook any mistake from her side. Similarly, this is what happens from the wife, if she is dealing with her husband from this perspective. That's why if the man is not providing for his wife, he will see. And if I can ask you, you will check yourself. And if you are having some problems with your wives, and your wives are complaining from a financial perspective, check yourself and you see that because you are not providing for your wife, these problems come. Sometimes you might not realize that these problems are due to lack of maintenance from your side. But in reality, it is due to lack of maintenance. And from another angle, okay, if the husband is not providing for his wife, what happens is he becomes a very lazy person. And this is a very common problem. He becomes a very lazy person. He doesn't like to keep a job. And if his wife works, this problem becomes even bigger and bigger. How? Because his wife starts to work. By nature, women are keen to keep their jobs. And if the husband is not working, and he sees that his wife is providing for the house, is paying bills, etc., etc., he becomes more lazy. The problems become even bigger. What happens later is the wife starts to age quickly, and she comes work, she comes from work, maybe 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, she's not ready for her husband. Her husband, he needs certain needs, but she is tired. She has been in work for 8 hours or 9 hours and traveling for 1 hour. She is totally exhausted, etc., etc. His husband, her husband, after some time, he feels that, I'm not really attracted to my wife. She is not fulfilling my needs, my emotional needs, my sexual needs. And then the problem becomes bigger and bigger. Who is the main reason behind the problem? The laziness of the husband. However, as I tell women, okay, in these cases, the wife herself, by allowing her husband to be lazy and herself to keep up the job, she is contributing towards that problem. What I advise women, and this is my advice to women that are listening to this, don't work, okay? It is the responsibility of your husband to work. Your responsibility is to enjoy your life at home, okay? If the husband is forcing you to work, tell him, well, I'm not forced to work. I can help, okay, as much as I can. Maybe work part-time or work from home. Make it the minimum. It is your responsibility to provide. It is your responsibility to work hard in order to provide for the needs of the house. Now, other circumstances, we can talk to them on an individual case. But generally speaking, that is a problem. And I know of a case, actually many cases. What happens is the wife is busy going work, waking. She wakes up very early in the morning in order to travel a long distance, and then in order to work for 7, 8, 9 hours, and she comes back. And the husband, he doesn't feel that his wife is attractive anymore. She's becoming tired, etc., etc. And he is staying at home for 8, 9 hours. Some men started to develop relationship either with family members of the wives or friends of the wives. And after some time, this lady, this poor lady, who has been providing for her husband, been working for a long hours, at the end of the day, her husband is telling her, I want to get married to your friend. Imagine how she will perceive that. Of course, that is a disaster for her, and that will be seen as the end of the marriage. So therefore, okay, as Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. Now بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض includes وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم, but Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned أموال, spending, providing for your wives in particular. Mentioned that because Allah Jalla wa Ala knew that providing for a wife, maintaining your wife, is an essential element in the success of matrimonial life. The translation of this ayah, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, men are superior to women. طبعا, many people don't accept this, but this is what Allah Jalla wa Ala, who created men and who created women, is saying. بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, because of what Allah Jalla wa Ala gave men over women. And because of what Allah Jalla wa Ala instructed men to maintain or to provide their wives.